All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, June 21st of 2025. Looking ahead here, have a ton of DFS action coming at you all weekend long. We had a two-game WNBA slate get underway already. We had an eight-game early MLB slate get underway already as well. There's a six-game main slate later today. We have Xfinity today, we have cup race tomorrow for NASCAR. We have golf all weekend, and then we do have a 12 fight MMA card. So plenty of DFS action coming at you. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. You can either post your questions live in the YouTube chat or Twitch chat, and then you can also post your questions in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord, but with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays, typically at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, but there was a slate lock that was about 30 minutes from then, so I figured it'd be easier to just do the show after. That way people weren't trying to tune in and ask questions, but also get their lineups in. So decided to move the show back an hour here, so appreciate you guys tuning in wherever you are, whether it is afternoon or morning still for you. But that's what we got going on this weekend. So I already have SaberSim pulled up here. My bad. No worries about that. Doesn't look like we have any questions to start. It is Saturday, so on Saturdays, I do like to do an MMA demo. So why don't we go over and check out some MMA here? So let's go over to the MMA slate. Oh, MMA already started. I did not know it was an early MMA slate today. All right. So, well, since MMA already started, I think WNBA started. Why don't we go to baseball then? We do have an eight-game or six-game main slate later this evening. We have an eight-game early slate. So let's go over to the main slate for today. If you guys played yesterday, I hope you guys played some D-backs and Rockies. They both played, both scored a lot of runs for sure. All right, so got this up. Figure it'd be good opportunity to do probably a starter demo to start here. We talked a lot of like ultimate MLB strategy yesterday. We talked some single entry, talked some multi-entry. So good opportunity to mix it up here. So 500 lineups for starter. Six-game slate, I think it's okay to leave them in salary where it is. Go over to rules, turn on this don't use batters against opposing pitchers rule. Change a couple projections as needed to run lineups, and then just kick this off. So let's run this. And we're just waiting for these lineups to run. In case you guys missed it, Texas lineup did just come out, and Wyatt Langford and Jake Berger are not in the lineup. So probably got a quick swap, probably got two late swap, just so you guys know. All right, so lineup's finished. We don't need to run a sim, so we'll cancel that guy. All right, so big thing, right, is SaberScore is going to default to small slate or large slate for you. Biggest thing to be aware of is choosing the correct entries here, right? I was talking to somebody in support about this actually, and when you're using autofill, what you should do is go into the rank by column and then select the right SaberScore for each contest that you're playing. Okay, so if you're playing a single entry in the 20 max, okay, well, your single entry is probably a different SaberScore than the 20 maxes, right? Maybe it's, you know, 500 entries, and then your 20 max is 8,000, right? Okay, then for the large slate, you'd use large slate 100 to 1k for the single entry. You'd use large slate 1K to 10K for the 20 max, right? For example. So doing that can provide some additional edge, right? These Saber scores are going to be different. They're going to weight the variables differently. The 100 to 1K is 0.4 projection, 0.6 percentile. And then the 1K to 10K is 0.3 projection, 0.7 percentile, right? So it's weighting average projection a little bit less, weighting upside more as the contests get bigger, which makes a lot of sense, right? So selecting these properly can be a good thing, just helps you out overall. But for now, I'm going to leave this as is, all right? So we come into the build, sort by exposure. And from here, right, I like to, especially on starter, I like to scroll down to the last lineup in my set of 20. I like to sort by exposure. I like to look at the batters and pitchers a little bit different. So seeing some high batter leverages here, probably a good opportunity to use some uniques. So I'm going to note my 97.3 projection. Going to crank up the uniques here just like to 5 right away. You can go incrementally, but I noticed at least like going to 5 is like a pretty good start. You get there's 10 players in a lineup, right? So you get half of your lineup different from every other lineup in your set of 20 here, okay? And then notice we went from 97.3 projection to 97.2. So we barely sacrificed anything. So that's great. You see these leverages already coming down, right? Jose Ramirez was at like 35%. Now he's at 25%. Cool. So it's like a good baseline. And then we could decide if we want to go further or not. So I'm going to go to 6. Projection goes to 96.8. Okay, seems fine. We go to 7. We started at 97.3. So we're only down like half a projection so far. Now we're down about like 1 point here, right? But look, these leverages look a lot better. 25% max exposure to any player, 15%, 16, 14, 10. You know, this is a lot flatter, right? So I'm really happy with this. And then the other big thing is that we're only at lineup 77, right? So with SaberScore, you want to prioritize the rank of your lineups a little bit more. So here, this is probably like 15-ish percent down the way in our pool, right? Because like 10% would be like 50, and then like 75 would be like 15. So we're prioritizing the rank here, but we're still diversifying. We're still managing our risk. We've only sacrificed about a point in projection. Okay, great. Now we can go look at all the other aspects of our lineups. Okay, we go over to pitchers. Taking a stand on Cease. Pretty flat there otherwise. Seems okay. He seems like the highest value pitcher. And then he's also the highest projected pitcher, right? Okay, so Cease seems fine. Good correlation. 5-2s and 4-3s up at the top. Getting to some Arizona, that makes sense, right? They have the highest run total. Something I'll do in the team stacks tab is just come in and sort by projected runs and then just see like how we're handling like the teams based on runs, and like we're getting to the most of the top projected run team. Seems good. Kind of spreading it out here, right? 4-3-4-4 as we like go down. That's the number of lineups here, right? For the teams. Taking a little bit of a stand on Cleveland. They are a 5 run total. Seems fine. Taking a little bit of a stand on the Angels. They're 4.5. So this is probably like our biggest leverage play. Seems okay based on like our pool exposure. Our pool exposure is like 15%. And we have them in like 30% of our lineup. So like 2X here. Definitely a stand. Something you could potentially check like in the batters tab. But the fact that we don't have any batter more than like 25% makes me feel like this is fine. And then if we look here, right? Oh, no, we got to sort by exposure. If we look here, you know, they have decent ownership, right? Neto has like 10%. Adele has like 5. Campero has like 5. Ohapi has like 10. So it's not like we're getting, you know, a ton of exposure to like a team with like little to no ownership, right? They still have some ownership. So we kind of need this much exposure to get some leverage on them. So it seems good. But all this is, you know, QA, risk management, making sure everything, you know, kind of lines up and makes sense. So all in all, I'd be pretty happy with this. I would be ready to effectively, you know, stop here, right? This feels like a good stopping point, and then save these lineups and upload them to my contest. So that's what I'd be doing there. I wonder if Xfinity qualifying has happened yet. NASCAR, Xfinity. So I don't know the schedule here. If you guys ever like go to NASCAR or Xfinity or trucks and you don't see projections, chances are qualifying hasn't finished, or like we haven't finished processing like the qualifying data. So that's like a big part of this, right? We need to know like where everybody's starting. So it looks like it's in. So that's great, right? That means we could do something here. So that was our starter demo. So we'll do an ultimate demo here for some Xfinity. So I'm just going to make two adjustments to projections. There's not really any default filters or rules you want to use. Sliders are going to be at 0, 10. So basically what we're doing is we are taking a single instance of how the race plays out, and then we are building the best possible lineup under the salary cap from that simulation. So that's what's going on here with the sliders. So let's kick this off. NASCAR is a duplication sport, so you do need to be mindful of that. So we're going to kick this off. We're just going to use the default contest sim that we have here. And we'll wait for the sim to run. And I'm going to move some columns around while we do that. All right, so sim ran, sorting by ROI now. Let's say we have, you know, let's say we have more than 20. Let's say we have, you know, 50 lineups, right? Okay, great. So we see the average projection of our lineups. I'm going to set up an average ROI accuracy metric. I'm going to sort by exposure, grab my leverage, bring this guy over here. Cool. So we're about set up here. Something with NASCAR, right? It is a duplication sport. So a couple different ways to account for that. Easiest and simplest way, in my opinion, is just a sum ownership filter. You can get more in-depth. You can do salary adjustments. You can do product ownership, geo-mean. You know, there's a bunch of options. But I just want to account for it in some way, shape, or form. So sum ownership is a good starting point. I could just say ownership less than X. And then I'm just trying to cut out like some of the highest owned lineups. So I would start with just like a small adjustment here. I said, you know, ownership less than 200 moves 172 lineups to the trash. I'm trying to get about like 10%-ish of my pool out here just to account for that. So I'm going to go down to 195. Okay. A little more. I'm going to go to 190. So 190 is perfect, right? 522 lineups in the trash. We're just trying to get some of the highest owned lineups that we think might have good chances of duplication out of our effective working pool here. So that's the goal, which I think we've accomplished here. So now we're at a really good starting point. Our leverages don't look that bad. We're taking a pretty big stand against Carson Vapel. I'm assuming that's how you pronounce it. You could try to use some uniques, you know, if you want, just like see what effect it has, right? So projection 177, ROI 167, and then going to two uniques moves our metrics like slightly, ever so slightly. Three uniques. Down about 10% ROI seems okay. Let's try four. What does four do? Now, another note here, right? It might actually be a good thing. You know, that's kind of interesting. That was like a huge jump in ROI. So at three, we're at 156, and then at four, we're at 78. That seems like way too much. Something else you might want to do is just set up like an ROI greater than zero filter, because this will just like protect you from going too far down in your pool if you're like using the uniques, right? It's like ROI, great, zero, save. Okay, now our pool is a little bit smaller, seems fine. I think that, you know, in DFS, you know, you usually got to take a stand somewhere. So having like one big negative leverage play seems okay. Outside of that, we're like pretty flat. So all in all, I think these lineups are good. I think we have a little bit of risk, but, you know, we got to take a shot somewhere. So that's kind of the plan here, is to be under on Carson Vapel and then pretty flat everywhere else. So if I were building lineups for Xfinity, this is a pretty good stopping point. I think I'd be happy with these lineups, and I would be ready to save them and upload them. All right. Well, WNBA is underway. MLB is underway. Golf's underway. MMA is underway. Xfinity coming up. Did an ultimate demo. main MLB slate later this evening. Did a starter demo. No questions in the chat, so I think we are all set here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks.